Yeah, there's so much to say and so little time to say it. We need more time. There's the whole future. That point Jnanananda Maharaj is making, we're looking back at the past, but really the future is there. Such a great opportunity in this country for distributing. Now the sets of books, the idea is coming up. In America, devotees are regularly doing that, just going out on the streets. They have sets of books. They're selling minimum 3 books to everyone. And if they find someone's a little interested, 5 minutes, that's the maximum time they'll spend. Sell a set, whole set of Bhagavatam to people who never heard of Bhagavatam, never heard of Krishna. So, if you can, economy, yeah, Britain's always lagging behind America. But the Indians here, I mean, you've got a huge, huge scope for everyone should have a full set of Bhagavatam. If they have a set of Bhagavatam, then they should have a set of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lilamrita. I'll just, as time is very limited and there are much more, like Adi Kada Prabhu has been distributing books here all these years. I absconded in 1977. I still remember Radha Priya Mataji looking out of Berry Place Temple as I was going out with a motherly look of concern. She probably doesn't remember, what am I doing going off to India? I'll just say a few memories. I fell into the manor and somehow they let me stay. After about 2 weeks there with Bhakta Ray as my temple commander, whipping me into shape, later to be known very shortly after that as Amita Prabhu. I was put on the street in central London. At that time we were selling records, Hansa Dutta's records. I was in my first day, first moment, I was in Carnaby Street, a photographer. They used to have photographers there, would walk up to people and say, hold it there, take a snap, give your name and address, give £5, and they never send them a photo. It was a scam, but they knew that we, Hare Krishnas, were like a rival for them, for their customers. So he tried to discourage me. He saw I was new, so he said, what are you doing here? I'm selling these records. How long have you been doing this? I said, well, I've just been in 2 weeks. He said, yeah, you won't last very long. None of them last very long. And that really helped to make my resolve stronger. I'm going to stay there. One of my first services was going to court to stand in for someone else who had been arrested. The new Bhaktas did that. It was a routine. You just have to waste time in the court. The first ever Sankirtan meeting I went to was in Berry Place with Hans Duder, our GBC, presiding over that. And the devotees were upset because we were saying, right, we want to sell books, we want to sell books. We're fed up of selling these records. And Hans Duder said, no, you have to sell the records. And you'd be surprised if, I don't know if you remember this, but Anandamayi Prabhu, who all his life he was distributing books, but in that meeting he said, you can't sell books in England, the people are too demoniac. I remember that. And I had the good fortune to do book distribution with Prabhu Vishnu, Prabhu, who I always, for me, is Prabhu Vishnu Swami, I think for everyone, for you too. Then Vrajendra Kumar, who's also later a sannyasi, Dhirashanda Maharaj, who's sitting here, later a sannyasi, so I had good training. Adi Kada Prabhu came back from America and he was saying, let's do big books in Britain. So it was just a two-man party during the summer, mostly on Oxford Street, and we went to Northern Ireland. Just I remember in my mind that just out of so many things, I'll just say this little anecdote. Somewhere in Northern Ireland, car stopped in the light, Adi Kada knocks on the door, window goes down, 30 seconds later, the money comes out. He sold a book like that. We're selling Bhagavad Gita's, not the Macmillan one, the other one. So just to show that it could be done. And I think maybe one day I beat him. He was always ahead of me. I'll give it to the real heroes.
Hare Krishna. I'm going to just turn to the ladies for a minute.